It's Eric Hansen in Stronghurst, Illinois, with the West Central Heat softball team, who are hometown heroes of the week. Woo! Let's meet the West Central Heat softball team.
I'm Brenna Seitz. I'm a freshman, and I'm a second baseman.
I'm Nevaeh Stimson. I'm a center fielder, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Mackenzie Ludington. I'm a freshman, and I play catcher.
I'm Carly LaFerry. I'm a junior, and I'm the third baseman.
I'm Macy Bench. I'm a junior, and I'm a pitcher.
I'm Reagan Spence. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a pitcher.
I'm Megan Shaley. I'm a sophomore, and I'm center fielder.
I'm Maddie Reed. I'm a sophomore, and I'm shortstop.
I'm Peyton Clark. I'm a senior, and I'm a first baseman.
I'm Emily Johnson, and I'm a senior, and I'm a first baseman.
I'm Megan McIntyre. I'm a senior and I'm a catcher.
I'm Brianna Kincaid. I'm a junior and I'm a right fielder.
I'm JD Henry. I'm a junior and I'm in play right field.
I'm Courtney Torrance. I'm a junior and I'm a left fielder.
I'm JC Fletcher. I'm a senior and I play right field.
In Stronghurst, Illinois, with the West Central Heat softball team, coach Scott Swiler. And Scott, how long you been? Congratulations on a Hometown Heroes win. That just means fan support is pretty good.
That's right. Thank you very much. Fan support is awesome to be a part of. It's good for the community, good for the kids.
Yeah. Tell me about this squad so far this year, the girls.
So far, I think we're 11-3. We really don't talk about record. We try to stay within the inning, within the game itself. So, you know, we've only talked about the record one time. But these kids are doing a good job learning, doing a good job moving on, doing a good job of advancing their game.
Yeah. Well, I won't bring it up again. but tell me, is there a mission statement you start the year with and let these girls know every year?
You know, honestly, staying within ourselves, not trying to worry about the game ahead, the inning ahead, the out ahead, worrying about the play that we're in. You know, we tend to, I would say last year, we tend to think about the mistakes that we had. And this year, we're just staying within the play. You know, we're not worrying about the great play we made or the error we made, just staying within that play.
Yeah. Those are pretty good life lessons for these girls, just to take home with them, too.
Right. Yeah. That's what we're looking for in sports, you know, trying to get the life lesson out of it, too.
Local rivalries coming up that you're looking forward to? Is one team or a couple teams a year you look forward to in the conference, I expect?
You know, towards when we get in conference, Mercer County's, you know, the United's, you know, when we get out of the conference, Illini West towards later in the year, those are always good competition.
Yeah. Scott, what brought you here? I guess on the when you're in the dugout, whose coaching abilities do you take on years ago from Little League to now to being a coach of softball? Do you still use those tactics and things you learned?
I'm an Atlanta Brave fan, so I'm a Bobby Cox guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's a player's coach. Sometimes I cannot be a player's coach. I don't that's just my mentality sometimes. You know, but, you know, I umpired for years when I was younger. My dad played a lot of softball, so I was around the sport. So I take a lot of everybody and try to just, you know, have one philosophy out of it.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we probably have 6 or 7 weeks left in the spring season, and we could be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy. It's the luck of the draw for the Heat softball team. I bet that would help the athletic department at West Central.
Hey, we need more nets. We need more softballs. We need a lot of things. So $1,000 can do a lot of work.
Yeah. Scott, thanks for having us here today, and congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, community, and thank you for FM 95 and your sponsors. Yeah. We appreciate it.